Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. It's 9:10. It's 87 degrees outside on the way up to 90. Probably going to get a little bit above that as the day wears on, but probably a nice day to get out, go to Wayne County Fair, get out and do something with your friends. Just to get outside and have some fun. And speaking of getting outside, first time in 2 months, and it's my fault we missed it last month. It was my fault I had you out here yesterday. I apologize for both instances.
No problem at all.
It's the Wayne County Sheriff, Mike Everett. How you doing, Mike?
I'm great. You?
I'm doing well, thanks. Good to see you. I've been on vacation since the last time I think we talked. Yeah. At least had we talked since I got back from Jamaica?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we all did. Right. That's we about, have seen each
so
other.
So it's been
since
2 months since I went to Jamaica. Yeah. It's been a long time.
It has been.
It's been hot.
Yes.
My question, as sheriff, as things heat up in the summertime, usually crime pops up and just gets busier and busier and crazier and crazier. Knock wood, that hadn't happened this year, has it?
No, it has not been bad at all. I can't complain about that. It's been a good summer so far. The guys have been busy, but just it's not been terrible.
Well, you know, that's one of the things with you've got different things, summertime things that happen that the guys stay busy with. For instance, you know, you probably, with it being summer, probably opens up more places that they can patrol that their vehicles otherwise wouldn't let them get to, right?
Right, right. And unless there's a lot of rain, you know, where you kind of.
Well, that was the other thing I was going to mention. Whenever we have like a gigantic 2 or 3 inches of rain someday, that's when guys get busy probably having to close roads, right?
Yeah, some of the roads that closed often, you know, they're north of Boogerville. That's a place where it usually gets.
By what is that, the Elm River?
Yes, that usually gets.
Or is that the Little Wabash?
Yeah, I think it's...
That's a Little Wabash up there.
Yeah, I think so. Elm River's over on the other side. But anyway, north of Boogerville is usually a place that gets over pretty quick, and there are just little things here and there. But no, right now it's been good, and we've had a great summer so far.
How much, how much patrolling will the guys usually end up doing over the course of an evening or of a week? They're patrolling out there during... Not just the evening; they're out there patrolling county roads during a week too, aren't they?
Sure.
The day.
Sure. It's not uncommon to have a 200 to 250 mile day.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. They can. It's a lot. There's a lot of roads here, and so a 200 mile day is probably fairly normal.
And the pickup trucks. Does everybody have the pickup trucks now, or do they?
Well, we've got either trucks or an SUV of some kind now.
Yeah.
We are. Officially now done with all of the Chargers. Thank goodness.
The Chargers are all gone.
All gone.
What were the major complaints toward the end about the Chargers, other than not being much room because you got a lot of equipment in those vehicles now.
There is. One of the main issues that we had were tires, keeping tires on them. With the pursuit rated vehicles, you have to have a certain softness of tire. You have to have a certain speed rating on those. And it's a real soft compound.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not complaining about our roads, but a lot of our roads are not conducive to soft treaded tires, and it just chews them up.
Which one chews them up probably more? The gravel road versus?
The gravel roads will eat them up pretty good. Some of the rock and chip roads that aren't maybe as in as good a shape. You know, we were only getting about 12,000, 13,000 miles.
Oh, good grief.
On a set of tires.
That's a pretty rough way to go.
It is rough. It's expensive. And with these other vehicles, the trucks are not pursuit rated, so they do not have to have the soft treaded tires. We can put a regular light duty truck tire on them, and they last a whole lot longer than the tires on the car.
Well, you know, you see, that's the thing. You're looking to the budget right there.
Absolutely.
You?
Yeah. You're looking at something that is going to be as cheap to maintain in a truck.
Yeah.
Going to be probably more durable in the long run than a car. More utilization for us with the four-wheel drive and everything else.
And with the county roads being the way they are.
Exactly. And then you throw tire usage and brakes and stuff like that on top of that. It makes good sense.
Explain to me, you said that the Chargers were pursuit rated and the trucks are not.
Right.
What is the difference?
There is the way they build these vehicles with respect to roll, as far as the suspension roll and different things like that, they will make a vehicle either pursuit rated or not. A pursuit rated vehicle will be able to drive faster. There's no computer chip controlling. You know, a lot of factory vehicles like you or I would buy, they might pick up.
Have a regulator in them?
Right, that would top out at 100 or 105 or whatever the case may be. Well, a pursuit rated vehicle will not have that. It may be more upwards of 135 to 145.
Oh, my.
And so with that, they have to have certain suspensions in them, and then they have to have a certain – you can only have steel wheels. They cannot have aluminum rims or anything like that on a pursuit-rated vehicle.
What difference is the rims
made?
I have no idea. I guess they're heavier with the steel than the aluminum. That may have something to do with it.
But I don't know. They cannot have aluminum rims, and they have to have a speed-rated tire, something that's better for,
as opposed to the light duty on the trucks,
right? Something that will hold together at a high rate of speed, something that's not going to fly apart. And they are a real soft compound to grip the road better, to cornering, handling, things like that. And so there's the main difference. What our trucks are called special service vehicles.
Okay.
It's the same thing that the city police bought as well. They still have the alternators, the heavier alternators. They've got the beefy brakes and the different things.
Yeah, if they're driving 1,000 miles a week, you're probably going to need a heavy alternator.
Right. Yeah. And so you have all of that stuff just without the pursuit rating.
I see.
So they do have regulators on them as far as how fast you can drive them and stuff like that.
Are you still dealing in the truck market out of Missouri? Is that how you're still, or has that stopped?
We have not bought anything from there for a while. They have called a couple of times with vehicles for sale that we would be interested in, other Tahoes like mine.
Yeah. I know that was originally, or at least a few years ago, that was a systematic program that you intended to get to,
right,
to use.
And we will use those for admin vehicles, detective type vehicles, a transport vehicle, things of that nature. And if we have to, we could use one of those for on the road as well. But we've been fortunate enough to find good deals on pickups and trying to institute as many four-wheel drives as we can. That way guys aren't having to share vehicles or switch vehicles around.
I was going to say, have you had the problem? You train your deputies to be smart enough not to get themselves into a pickle if they didn't have a four-wheel drive vehicle.
Right, and logic would dictate that they would be smart enough.
Logic
to do that.
Would dictate.
Yes. Sometimes that's not always the case.
No, just like everybody, just like anybody.
Just like any, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But right now, we are fortunate enough to have, I'm probably one of the only ones, I am the only one right now that does not have a four-wheel drive vehicle.
And when's the last time you chased anybody?
It's been a while.
In a car.
Yeah.
You did chase the guy down who got away from the jailer a few months ago.
But no, that I have not. And I have, mine is pursuit rated.
Oh, so I see.
Mine is one of the few pursuit rated vehicles we have.
Yeah.
It's been a little while.
Do you guys, I know you do the annual firearm training.
Yes.
And certification.
Yes.
Do they have annual, do you have repeats on vehicles? I know you have to get licensing like every four years. And it's a different driver's license to be a sheriff, to be a policeman, isn't it?
No, it is.
Well, it's the same driver's
license. Yeah, everything is exactly the same. They do have
defensive driving courses.
Yes, they
do
have courses. I think the nearest emergency vehicle operation courses in Carbondale. I believe they have an EVOC course down there that you can go to. A lot of departments don't do that because they don't want to subject one of their vehicles.
Yeah, I was wondering,
to an EVOC course.
I gotta say, that's the question. That was going to be my next question, Mike. I was wondering if you take a vehicle down there for training. I would think that the course is probably relatively hard on the car.
Yeah, it would be hard on brakes, hard on tires.
And they don't provide a vehicle?
No, I don't believe so. I think you have to take your own department vehicle down there to do that.
What all do those courses entail, do you know?
Obstacles, speed, braking, like a track type thing,
yeah.
Cones and stuff. It's interesting to watch. And a lot of academies will do.
Oh, really?
That will be part of their...
Part of the academy training?
Yes. Now, the one that I went to, it did not. But I think the one in Belleville where most of the deputies go, I think you have the opportunity to do some defensive driving or emergency vehicle operation training out there.
That's pretty good.
It would be fun to do, I'm sure.
Well, fun and learning experience.
Oh, absolutely. You're learning the limits of your vehicle. You're learning how it brakes at speed, different maneuverability functions of your vehicle. So it would be good.
I'm talking to Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. You're listening to us on the Bruce Dickey Show. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit about some other training and stuff that they do and talk about all kinds of other things with Sheriff Mike Everett on the Bruce Dickey Show when we return on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM. Back after these.
I was running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, "Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool." I said, "If that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low-down poor as me." Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul, something wet and cold is that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, "If booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell." I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, but it takes more than that to bring me down, 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 'cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, they finally came and told me they was gonna set me free, and I'd be leaving town if I knew what was good for me. I said it's nice to learn.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. It's 928, 87 degrees outside on the way up to 90, and I'm joined by Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. Mike is talking this morning. We've been kind of talking about several things. What are one of the main things always on the mind of folks whenever they think of crime in this day and age? They think about drinking and driving or something like that. You see that all the time. And drugs.
Yeah.
What is going on in the war on drugs in Wayne County? Every time you open a newspaper or listen to the news, you hear somebody getting busted for methamphetamine or something.
Yeah. Methamphetamine and the bath salts, the Flaca, the Alpha PVP, whatever, however you want to say it, those two things really are the bane of our existence right now.
Really?
Those things are the most damaging to people.
Yeah.
They're the most damaging to you physically,
yeah,
mentally. The issues that we have in the jail, or if we have hospitalization problems or whatnot. A lot of that is a direct result of either methamphetamine usage or, probably more importantly now, the usage of the bath salts.
You mean like people coming down or breaking the cycle of having used, huh?
Right. Well, the coming down part is the thing that we seem to deal with the most. Just very erratic, agitated behavior, very aggressive at times. And normally if they stay with us long enough to have come down, they're a totally different person.
Is that right?
Yes.
You can really tell a difference in personality from somebody from like one, how long does it take? 1 week, 2 weeks?
Well, it depends on their level of use, and it depends on how much they have used.
Really?
A lot of times if it's methamphetamine, it will take it a couple of days, and the same with bath salts. It'll be a day or two before you really see a significant change, and then they're dealing with the withdrawals, so that, gives them an issue physically and emotionally. Because they're dealing with coming down off of something, and
I mean, your jailers really they're trained to deal with certain things, but I mean, that's not a specific part of their training, is it? The rehab is not.
No,
they're not there for rehab, are they?
No, that's one of the issues that we have as an office, is dealing with that, whether it be mental or drug related. I don't know if you'd call it a person with diminished capacity, maybe, how you would describe that. And, our jailers and the people that work there do a great job having to deal with, because we're forced to.
Sure.
We're forced to deal with those things, whether it be someone coming down off of drugs or someone who has a diminished capacity mentally. We don't have the facility for that, and we don't have the resources for that. But the guys and gals up there do a great job of dealing with it as best we can. And, of course, the hospital is great to help us out in any way possible that they can in dealing with this as well.
That kind of reminds me of the statistic I read the other day of, like, the largest home right now of mentally ill folks is in the Cook County Jail.
Yes.
Or something like that.
And we've talked about it before here, that as funding goes in the state, more and more they are pushing that
the jail for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
The county jails are becoming increasingly more populated with mentally ill, mentally handicapped type folks, to where we just don't have the training or the facilities to deal with that on a regular basis.
We were talking about bath salts and talking about methamphetamine, and folks listening to this show we made fun of tweaking earlier, for crying out loud, with my driver's license picture. But I mean, how do people know one of their family members or a friend of theirs maybe doing something that they need intervention with or something?
Well, I think there are a number of things you can look at. Obviously, you guys talked about it a while ago.
Yeah.
There's
crazy eyes for mine.
Usually a significant weight loss.
Really?
Usually. There are physical tells, a very...
I know. I've known, since methamphetamine's been around a lot longer than bath salts, physical tells that one makes one think that somebody might have an issue is like you'll see facial pockmarks,
right,
or something like that, and gaunt features, and maybe teeth problems,
right? Sores, on their face, on their arms. There'll be a physical tick, the twitchy, if you will.
Yeah,
I hate to use it, but they're very paranoid, almost,
really,
at times, and just very jittery, I think is a good word.
Can't calm down.
Yeah, they. Very alert and can be that way for days,
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, people that I've talked to over the last 17 years that have done this or do it regular, it'd be nothing to be up for 4 or 5 days.
They just keep smoking or whatever and just keep ingesting, I guess.
Right. And just, they just can't go to sleep and won't go to sleep. I've walked into houses where you had thought that it would be horrible. Some of the most immaculately clean houses, that was what they did. They cleaned. you know, they just, it was nonstop. Or it could be the total other end of the spectrum.
So it might turn an OCD, an obsessive compulsive person,
right,
more compulsive.
It could, yes.
Or it might make them even less likely to want to clean out.
Every person over the years, you know, is going to deal with it differently.
Yeah.
Some will have different physical manifestations. Some you may not know at all. But for the most part, it is something that will affect them as a physical nature.
You want to take a phone call? It's up to you.
I don't care.
Okay. Good morning. Do you have a call or question for Sheriff Everett?
Yeah, I do. This is Bob Vaughn, and I want to ask you, has he heard anything about a scam about you won $200? You won $100 worth of gas or groceries, and they tell you the company that your reward card is, and they got the filling station over here like Shell, which I don't have a reward card from them people, and I wonder if he'd heard anything about that.
Thanks. We'll answer it on the air. Appreciate your call. Yeah, what are some of the new scams going around? Have you heard that one? Somebody calling and telling folks that they've won $100 worth of gas, probably have to buy an X amount of gas to get it, right?
Right, or probably would have to buy some sort of card to get that. That's not one I've heard yet.
Not recently, maybe.
No, not recently. I do know one that has gone around recently, involved the Illinois Sheriff's Association. People making phone calls
on behalf of
soliciting money again, and I know we've talked about it before on the air,
but
if you're getting a phone call from the ISA, it's a scam. The only way that we do any communication or any
let's redouble that, because I mean that's an important thing, folks. They think that if, especially right now with what's going on in the world, in the United States, with police and civil disobedience, how much problem are you? Do you have that kind of scam going on often? The Illinois Sheriff's Association.
It seems like they will try it once a year or so, but not too often. But any of our correspondence with our members or prospective members is always by mail. Everything is through mail.
Everything by the Illinois Sheriff's Association is by mail.
Yes.
Mail every time.
Yes. There are no phone calls. You will not be solicited by phone. They will not call you. But as far as this one that he asked about, I've not heard anything about that. I will talk to Chief Calclasure today and see. But I would say that it is absolutely a scam.
I think this might be him clarifying.
Oh, okay.
Good morning. You're back on the air. Are you calling to clarify the question?
I didn't get to finish telling you. At the end of the one, they tell you how you want your reward, groceries or gas. They want your credit card and charge you $3.30.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, that's a red flag right there.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Yes.
Okay.
So what'd you do, sir? Did you just do the right thing and hang up? Did you just hang up on the guy?
Yeah.
That's the smartest thing to do.
Right there.
There's the brains.
Yeah, it's, and that's what they will try to do get a little bit at a time, because you know, you might not notice $5 here or like he said, $3.50 there, and if they get enough people to do that, that will cause more of a problem.
Let's see what have another question. Good morning, you're on the radio. What can we do for you?
Hi, you were talking about the drug problem. Also, mental illness. Are the officers trained in, evaluating mental illness? Because a lot of it isn't drugs.
That's exactly right.
Right, and what we try to do, and what our policy, if you will, is we can't evaluate it. We are not able to evaluate mental illness or decide what the issue is. Our goal, most of the time, is to make sure that whoever it is getting to the proper people, to get to the people where they can get help, whether it be a hospital, whether it be a facility of some kind, especially if there are no criminal charges involved, to where someone can get the help they need.
Yeah.
And because a lot of times when you're talking about a mental illness or someone with some sort of diminished capacity, jail is not the answer a lot of times.
That's exactly right. That's a great question. So what? Let me clarify, and if I understand the question right, your guys are not trained to evaluate, but you can get people to the right spot, right?
Right. We try to get the situation controlled and I don't want to say fixed.
Facilitate
whoever it is getting to the proper place and things like that. We try to stay away from the evaluation part just because we're not trained quite that much.
Yeah. Well, I've got Sheriff Mike Everett here. Good question, by the way. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate that. We're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW. Did you answer the question fully there as you wanted to?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. When you're Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Today it's 945, 89 degrees. Only supposed to get to 90. I believe we're going to blow right past that. Talking here with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. And Mike, also part of your job is the jailers. You're a jailer. What's the population?
17 or 18. I can't remember. I know it was 17 yesterday.
What's that, about half full?
Yes, about half.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. It's manageable. We've had issues this year budgetary wise with that line just because we've had a lot of medical issues this year. And, I've had a lot of outlay as far as hospital stays and ambulance rides and different things like that. So it's been a little more expensive year than normal just because of that.
Yeah, you do have the occasional – you mentioned earlier, I don't know if you mentioned on the air, you've got inspectors coming in.
Yes, the U.S. Marshals are coming in this morning.
Raylan Givens?
Raylan doesn't do jail inspections.
He doesn't do jail?
No. They come out of the Benton office and come and inspect our jail. We try to keep the certification up so we can house federal prisoners if we need to.
Yeah. How often do you get them?
Not very often anymore. The only time we would house them is if it was somebody from here.
Kind of had a few whenever we had that methamphetamine, when they busted that ring a few years ago,
right.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, anymore, we just don't have it. We're not very conveniently located for either the Benton or Marshall's office or East St. Louis Marshall's office. And now with Williamson County having built a brand new large jail facility there.
Oh, really?
They house quite a few of the Benton.
Where did they put the jail in Benton or in Marion or Williamson County? Is it in Marion?
Yes. I mean, it. Well,
not near Marion.
Yes. It's down in that area.
Is it near the federal prison?
No, no, no. It's more north of 13, I think it is.
See, now you might end up being transferring prisoners from you transfer prisoners from place to place to place,
right?
And that's where we get the restaurant,
right? But the only thing about we wouldn't be transporting. The only place we would go would be to Benton, maybe, to take them to the courthouse, and then they have them transfer. Williamson County will transport them back to Williamson.
What do you want to do? You want to do it?
Sure. Sure.
Good morning. You're on the radio. Do you have a question or comment for the sheriff?
Yeah, I have. You noticed a resurgence in cough syrup addiction? Because 2 days from now, I'll be celebrating 9 years clean from the stuff. I was a DM tripper. And I was just wondering if this winter I've noticed empty bottles, what I call field stripping, where they take it out of the box in the bag and leave that in the parking lot instead of throwing it in the trash can there, like at Walmart or something.
Really?
So I didn't know if you'd notice anything like that, and if there have been any problems.
No.
Hey, by the way, congratulations on 9 years. Well done.
Thanks, guys. I'll take your comment off there. I've got to go.
All right, thanks.
I've not noticed anything like that. Not anything that's that we've had an issue with. That's something that we just don't deal with a lot.
Well, see, now you see the occasional, like that's what one of the quarterbacks, like the number one draft pick, DeMarcus Russell,
right,
had.
Yes,
he was a purple drink or purple crank addict, that
right?
He would pour a cough syrup into it, like grape knee high,
yeah,
or something like that.
And we just have not. If we do have it here, it's just not an issue that has come to our.
That hasn't come to you yet.
No, it just hasn't come to the forefront.
Well, he makes a good point though. Like you might see if you see the occasional strip like that,
right? And it, if Walmart has had that or CVS or any of those places, they've not notified us about it.
Yeah.
So it's not. Not really a big issue here that I know of.
Talking with Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett, what's coming up pretty soon for the guys? Do you have training coming up? And now that it's summertime, you've got the fair going on.
Yes.
How does that vary your amount of patrols, I guess, because you got to have guys at the fair, right?
It does somewhat. You know, the fair board does a great job with it out there. And we
see, that's your patrol.
Absolutely is. We don't normally have a lot of troubles there. The city is good to help us out if we need it.
Yeah.
And I know always before, the emergency management agency and auxiliary people are out there keeping an eye on things as well.
Seems like a few years ago they had several years ago now. They had the demolition derby coming up this Saturday. There were the occasional problems there, but that's really been cleaned up nicely, hasn't it?
In the 6 years that I've been in, we have not had one issue at the derby.
Right?
Not one. Everybody is great that comes. The fair board does a great job of making sure they understand the rules. And everybody is there having a good time. There haven't been any problems in the pits, no issues whatsoever.
With festivals coming up all over the area, You try to have a presence at most of them. If not you, certainly maybe one of your chief deputies or one of the other deputies, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah. And if nothing else, I enjoy going and eating at all of them. So I try to hit all the festivals just so I can eat something. I always enjoy all when I say fair food, I'm talking about at all of the festivals, the festival food.
Yeah.
I enjoy all of it. So I always enjoy that and getting to see people and get out and about. So.
You start to set your calendar up. So
yes. That, you know, start saving money so I can.
Do you go to the Elm River Chowder? I mean, you've been there, I presume.
I have been there, but I have not gone.
I just wonder about eating a 100-degree bowl of soup in the heat. 90-degree weather.
Well, see, my family for years had the Luthi Chowder was – is in that area.
Oh, really?
Is in the Elm River area, just on the Edwards County side.
Oh, okay.
And it, ours was always over Labor Day weekend.
Uh-huh.
So it was the same thing. You're out there cooking chowder.
At 90 degrees.
At 95 degrees, and you're, everything was outside. And so, yeah. Well, and when you grow up in Albion, you have the chowder there.
You got the chowder.
And it's always in the hot of the year as well, so...
And then they just finished pork day up too.
Yeah, so I understand eating hot soup when it's 100 degrees outside.
Okay, man, you can have mine. How's that sound? This point of the show, we usually go into the Mike Everett restaurant recommendation. It's my favorite part of the show.
Yeah,
me too. I always enjoy the Mike Everett restaurant recommendation. So you've got one today. You warned me that the one that you're not happy with.
Well,
and not local at all.
No, it is not local.
We're going to say where it is and what it is, but I mean, but you're just a disappointment. Let's put it that way.
Right. It wasn't terrible, but it was just a disappointment. And I think it was because, Andy and I have driven by this place in Springfield, 100 times and always thought that, wow,
I'd like to go there.
We would really, it's a Route 66 place.
Yeah.
It's one of those,
famous drive-in place type of thing.
And you just know it's going to be good. You just know.
Yeah.
And, so we were on a prisoner transport here a couple of weeks ago and decided, okay, we were going to forego all of our favorite places on the way home and we were going to try this place. And, when we left, we both said that we probably would never go again.
Really?
And it may be a great local spot, but we were just really disappointed in the...
What was the place?
It's called the Cozy Dog.
The Cozy Dog in Springfield.
Yep. And, right. and it, like I
what
said...
What was the disappointment? What makes a disappointment for... I mean, I don't know if you're on Yelp. You'd be a good Yelp reviewer.
Yes, probably. I probably need to do that.
I've got a friend who is a Yelp nut, by the way. He just loves it, and he writes reviews all the time.
I think that for me, it may have been the buildup was too much.
Yeah.
I have some good burger joint places, and you know, there are places in Carmi, Flora, Centralia we've talked about that have really good burger joints. You know, just old school mom and pop burger
milkshake
joints.
Milkshake and burger.
Yeah. And I guess I was expecting that same quality, and it was just very ho-hum.
Was it a drive-thru?
There is a drive-in? They call it a drive-in, but it's not like yesterday's in Carmi or even like Julian's or anything like that. It was just you went in and ordered and sat down.
What'd you eat?
A cheeseburger. I had to try the cheeseburger, and then they had this famous Coney dog that I had to try as well.
Famous Coney dog.
Yeah, and it was very unfamous.
Infamous.
Yeah, it was just a letdown, I guess. And I'm sure they do a great business, and I'm sure it's a wonderful place, but it was just a letdown for me. The burgers were ho-hum, and it was a boiled hot dog with some...
With some
sloppy Joe meat on top of it. It was just very...
Wasn't even chili?
No, it was just disappointing.
You see, now that's the thing. When you run in to a place that is disappointing like that to you, that makes your hidden gems that much better, doesn't it?
Right. And it also makes you a little more hesitant to try new places because you don't want to make mistakes. And you know, as much of a foodie as I am, I don't make those mistakes very often.
Yeah.
Do you ever
walk into a place and get a look at it and just turn around and walk out?
No, not normally. I judge it by how many cars in the parking lot. If there are a lot of, if it's a little joint like that and there are a lot of cars in the parking lot, generally it's pretty good.
And the Cozy Dog had?
It had a few in it. And again, just.
Well, it's a tourist place.
It is. I was just, like I said, it was just a disappointment. No more than, you know, it wouldn't be a place I would go back again just because I was.
See, that's interesting because you usually don't pan places.
No, I try not to because I've not had any problems. I enjoy food, period.
Yeah.
And whether it be locally, whether it be you know, out like that, I just enjoy food. And for some place to be a place, I'm...
Which kind of brings you to, I mean, it's Wayne County Fair Week.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to, I might do it tonight or tomorrow, used to go figure out who had the best corn dog.
Oh, yes.
And that's a goal.
It is.
That's a good, fun goal.
It is a good goal. And generally, I have to have more than one of each to just test it out and make sure.
Yeah, that's our doctors don't like hearing
that. No.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, thanks very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you heading out here again.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next month, okay?
Sounds good.
Have fun at the fair.
Thank you.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Talk to y'all again real soon.